I grew up in New York City, and I went to Bronx High School of Science, which is a really large high school. I was not necessarily a science person, but it was a really good school and kind of exposed me to a lot. And I had this fantastic guidance counselor, and she basically said, you should go visit Swarthmore. I think they would like you and you would like them. And, you know, so I always think about that. Like, if I hadn't had such a great guidance counselor, I definitely would not have found the school. It's a small school. So I loved it. You know, I feel like I really worked on my storytelling and research kind of background is from there. It's a really rigorous education, and I loved it so much.
And then you ended up in law school.
And then, you know, Swarthmore, I really loved my constitutional law classes and philosophy classes. I was a political science major with a concentration in philosophy. And I really wanted to go to law school, and I thought of it as an intellectual exercise. And then I got to Georgetown, and it was definitely an exercise of sorts, but it was a really different learning experience. So it took me quite a while to adjust to law school, at least law school in a big place. You know, I had been to a college where my classes were 11, 12, like a class of 25 was a pretty big class at Swarthmore. And then I got to law school and it was a class of like 100 plus people every day. So it was a different learning style. And then I practiced law for 5 years in Washington, D.C. when I graduated. And after 5 years, I got a job offer from ABC Television in New York City to go be a lawyer there. So I went and did that for a little while. And then I did a project for the news division at ABC and ended up really liking working with them. And I got offered to be the deputy for news standards and practices, which is the ethics arm of ABC News. I hope everybody would be happy to know that there is an ethics arm. but it was really there that I really discovered such a love of visual storytelling. I worked with editors. I would be in an edit room. I would read scripts, news scripts. And after doing that for a while, you know, I would watch pieces in all stages of formation when they were being researched. I work with producers. Do we have enough facts? Are we portraying things accurately? Like really just kind of kicking the tires on the journalism, not looking for legal issues per se. You know, the law tells you what you can or cannot do within a certain parameter, but then there's a different level of inquiry, which is what should you do? And what is your responsibility? So I was always thinking about that and then getting to work with some really fantastic reporters and people who could distill information really quickly and elegantly. And then you got to add pictures to it too. So I was like, man, this is for me. So I did that I was in the news division there for about 5 years. And then I went and did the same job at A&E Television. And while I was there, I thought, you know, I've been doing kind of working on other people's projects for a long time. I thought I wanted to work on my own. And so that's how I got to go from being a lawyer to a documentary filmmaker.